pencils down, everybody. Behave yourselves because it's time to listen to this great podcast. My name is Cyril, and this episode does not have a nude scene in it.
I'm Jenny.
So she says. All right, so leading into this episode, Jenny was just unintentionally performing what I called an unfashionable fashion show. Let's just say that there were sleeveless garments involved, including a very somehow large vest with no sleeves. So a vest that came up and covered the neck. It was almost like a turtlenecky vest, but it was like, what would you call that material? What exactly is that?
I call it the swishy material.
Yeah,
because like, it's for when you're winter coats that you go like.
Right. Yeah. So it was one of those vests.
It was the swishy stuff.
A swishy stuff vest along with shorts. So a swishy stuff vest and shorts, a sleeveless swishy stuff vest and shorts. That was what was involved in this unfashionable fashion show.
Okay. Then just witnessed. Let me explain this.
Yes, please do.
The vest actually is not a vest. It actually has sleeves, but I unzipped them. Because what I do in the fall is I like the vest keeps me warm while I jog because it's actually a jogging. It's like the reason why it's like sort of that swishy material is so that it like can deal with the same thing that snow produces, which is like watery liquid stuff.
Snow.
Yeah, so similar to that. So yeah, it actually does have sleeves. I just unzip them so that when I wear long sleeve shirts, like then it's like the in between. Super cold when I put on the sleeves, and then like, they're not, okay, fine. I'll shut up now.
No, I'm understanding what you're saying here.
You wanted to tell a story. Tell your story.
I'm not really.
You said I had a story about public restrooms.
Yeah, we also have another 28 minutes.
We'll discuss it now.
Fine, I'll discuss it now. So I was at a baseball game here in Pittsburgh, a Pirates game at PNC Park a couple days ago. And I've been there several times, but I had not noticed something until I witnessed it this week. And I realized I had witnessed it before, but it just never stuck with me. Unfortunately, it didn't stick with me as I watched Jenny struggle to avoid eating a whole bunch of very large cookies.
I'm not going to eat them all.
Okay, yes.
So, in one sitting.
So what did you have to say about public restrooms, Jenny?
You had something to say about public restrooms.
Just making sure you were paying attention.
I was paying attention. You were at a Pirates game.
Right, yes. Okay, very well.
It's baseball. You got it.
Right, it's baseball. Okay, so, any man would know that there is a sort of unspoken etiquette as far as using a urinal in a restroom.
Don't cross the streams.
Well, you definitely don't want to do that. And just to mitigate the risk of that happening, if there's like a row of urinals on the wall, then you never stand directly adjacent to another man unless absolutely necessary. Always leave an empty urinal in between you and the two guys to your sides. It's just, it happens.
Yeah. I feel like this is everywhere you go. Like, you go to an airport, you don't take the one seat next to a person.
Right, yeah. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, it works
not,
like that.
This is not exclusive to your urinal nonsense.
Well, that's true, right? But okay.
Power to the woman.
Of course, yes. But I will say that,
instead of the Black Panthers or the Pink Panthers.
Thank you. Wow, I mean, we just made a big spike here, yeah, on the screen. I know.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay,
all
so
two of you.
Right. So I go into the restroom during the game, and it was pretty busy at the game. You know, there was a big crowd that night, but there were still some empty spaces, you know, along the row of urinals, of which there are about 15 on the wall. That's a big chunk of chocolate in this cookie right here.
Yep.
Massive chunk of chocolate in that cookie.
Yep.
So I go to one, and then it's like 5 seconds later, I realize that many men in Pittsburgh really, I don't want to say that they have no shame, because I don't think it's about shame. I'll just say that maybe they just don't care or they're too drunk to notice, but they did not observe the rule. I went to the restroom like maybe 3 times during the game, and in none of those instances did any of the men observe the rule. There was a point where I was there by myself and a guy comes and stands right next to me. And I mean, there's no kind of like, you know, modesty about it. I mean, he's just basically standing there next to me, like, you know, basically silently saying, "Here I am. This is me. I'll try not to get any hair on you." I mean, that's basically what I was getting, the vibe I was getting from these guys next to me. It was really kind of disturbing.
So not much manscaping going on?
No. It is Pittsburgh. So, yes, these big hairy dudes.
They take their Movembers very seriously.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't know what these guys are planning, but I felt like they really could have crossed streams with me. Or at least they would have tried to make their stream join mine. I didn't need that in my life.
Joining streams is, I think, worse. Right? They took out like what building? I forget what building.
Yeah, but you're right.
Chrysler building or something like that. Yeah. When they joined streams, they definitely took out the Z lady with the crazy thing with that. That's right. A horrible idea.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how you destroy. That's how they destroyed Zool. Exactly.
Uh-huh. I knew. I'm sorry. I remember the Z part.
You did. Yes, I appreciate that. So that was my experience, and I like I said, I realized this was not the first time in Pittsburgh. Maybe it's just because it happened more than once this week when I went there that it was a little bit disturbing and hilarious at the same time. I've been to more than one Pirates game. I have.
Really?
No. Oh. No. It happened multiple times on that night this week.
Oh.
Whereas every other time, maybe it happens once. Every other time I've gone. Are you picking up what I'm putting down here? Is it okay? By the way, I'd just like to make it known to all of our listeners that Jenny has a chocolate chip cookie in her mouth the size of the aforementioned Chrysler building. Tell everybody what you think of the cookie, Jenny. By the way, there is the most sensual sound of chewing here going on. She's really enjoying it. If she were still wearing the vest, it would be off right now because it's getting too damn hot for her in here right now. It's apparently a very good cookie. When I point the microphone to her, she stops chewing. She's now shaking her head. This is the play-by-play portion of the program. Fortunately, she's just letting me talk at this point. She's drinking Coca-Cola. I know y'all heard that. Fortunately, I did study mass communication in college, so I have experience in front of a microphone doing play-by-play. I've done it on tape.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
Do it.
On the spot.
Okay.
All right? And I want an honest answer.
Fine.
For like a week.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Okay.
You were like, Jenny, you haven't given me any more movies to rewrite. Jenny gave you a movie to rewrite. Where's my rewrite?
All right. Before we got on the air tonight, I believe I had been telling you in great detail how I've had a pretty long
week. Do you know what could have cheered you up?
I have not.
Me being the background singer to Chumbawamba.
Okay. I haven't gotten home before 11 p.m. any night this week. Okay.
So I have to tell you a story.
Please do.
That I think will cheer you up and actually is kind of relevant to what's happening right
yes,
now.
Yes, please get the spotlight off me.
All right. So, I'm watching this TV series, which is horrible, and I am in no way their target audience. But that's okay, because I find it enjoyable.
Okay.
So, it's a TV show called Raising Hope. You know I've officially found the end of Netflix.
Yep.
Because I'm watching that.
Uh-huh.
I'm four seasons in. That's how close to the end of Netflix I'm at.
Yes.
Okay. But there's this one episode which I think is hilarious. So the main character is the father. One of the main characters is the father. The kid had a child out of wedlock, and his parents had him when he was in high school. So this is the grandfather in the total scheme of the story. So his parents, the grandfather's parents come into town and say, you know, we did a genealogy tree and we found out that we're actually Jewish. So this episode is a Jewish episode as a musical.
Wow.
So he decides that she's like, do you know what I want? I want you to get mitzvahed. And you know me and my mitzvahs.
Oh yeah.
I want my own mitzvah. I'm gonna get re-mitzvahed even though I've never been mitzvahed. Okay. But I'm turning 26 next year.
Got to recharge the
mitzvah. So I have to recharge that mitzvah. So we've decided to throw me a mitzvah.
Yes.
So so immediately, you know, this episode was near and dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this man in his late 40s, late to early, I think he was like, yeah, somewhere in his 40s, was about to get mitzvahed, right?
Okay.
And he had a week to learn everything that he needed to know. Wow. and all that jazz. But his mother, who is the one who found out that her side of the family was Jewish, she all of a sudden takes on this horribly stereotypical Jewish form. Mm-hmm. And by that, she took on the Jewish mother form of guilt.
Right.
Okay. Every single thing she did was like, you know, oh, fine, I see how it is. You just want me to sit in the car and wait for you as you sit here and you go shopping for meats and stuff I'm just going to die in the car by myself. And so basically why I told this long, horrible story that was very dry and very slow and really made no sense was to tell you that that's what I was doing to you. I was Jewish mothering you.
Well, you succeeded. I will indeed help you out with this, the movie plot. I will do that.
I don't want help with it. I feel like some stories were told well, but you can tell them better.
Okay. I think.
And I want to see that.
Okay.
I want to see that. They cheer me up.
Okay. Well.
When I'm feeling down.
I would happily do that. When you're down, when I'll you be have your a clown.
When you have a bad Woo-hoo. Day and you feel like you're getting down.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart. Don't go breaking my... Oh, sorry.
Okay, so...
One day.
Yes, well, some record label is already on the hunt for us now.
How many songs have I sung on here?
I don't know, but Elton John wants to collect.
I know. So on that note, you know, what song was it that Puff Daddy took a song from Sting?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Roxanne?
No, song was Every Breath You Take.
Oh, yeah, Breath You Take, right? So every single time that song plays, since Sting sued Puff Daddy because he didn't, whatever his name is now, I don't care.
Yeah,
but at the time, it was Puff Daddy.
Yes.
So every single time, so he took that song without asking Sting's permission, so Sting sued him and won that lawsuit. So now Sting's main source of income is actually royalties from that song.
Wow.
Every single time it plays or gets sold or anything,
yeah,
Sting collects the money
nice.
For it.
Nice. That is awesome.
Right? That's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, you know, Puff Daddy, he's constantly taking things from people. He took that song, and I think he's also taking his name from people. I think he's calling himself Puff Lion now. I'm not sure.
Oh, I know. No. Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion.
I almost got you on that.
Snoop Lion. Almost. That'd be hilarious. No, I think he's just Diddy or P. Diddy or...
Daffy.
Daffy Duck.
Right, I'm not sure.
More loyalty.
Yes.
Someone's going to find this show and just be like, you owe us $2 billion.
Yep,
I'm
going
to
yep.
be like, I believe it.
Right.
I believe it.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say something else, but I forgot because we're back here again.
How did you forget already?
I don't know.
I know. Isn't there something that you wanted to say last time that you didn't say?
I'm not going to say it.
I know what it is. Can you tell our listeners, please?
No, I don't want to tell our listeners because you made me mad about it. I told you what it was because I remembered what it was.
But
and then you made me feel self-conscious about
show
it.
Show us that you care about our listeners.
All right, but I'm just going to sit here because you were just like, Jenny, that's not a good idea because like comedy and stuff. And I was like, fine, Cyril, fine. You know what? I'm going to woman you.
I would like you to tell our listeners how much you care about them by describing what it is that you kind of left them hanging on last episode.
Nope. I see what you did there.
I need you to do this.
I see what you did there. And do you know what you're doing? You know what you're doing?
Tell me what I'm doing.
You're being a poopy face.
Well, we already know that I'm pretty good at that. But how about you tell our listeners what it is that you sort of... You dangled a carrot in front of them.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
No, I didn't. I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to do, and I'm not okay with it.
But
not okay
you know
with
what?
It. I'm not okay with it. You know what? I'm going to sit here in silence.
As much as the listeners care, I care even more. I care about them. I care about you and I care about me. And like you said, you told me, but I wouldn't do it justice by describing what it is. I don't feel like I'm capable of really giving it the fanfare that it deserves. So I need you, Jennifer, to tell our listeners here what it is that had sprung to your mind last week. And it was something that you thought is something that was important. It was important to you. And I feel it's still important to you, yet you're not telling us how important to you it is. In fact, I can tell you're about to explode right now and say what it is because you just can't hold it in because it's so very important to you. And we need to know what it is. So please, now that we are 15 and a half minutes into the program this week, tell our listeners what it is that you were thinking about last week that you forgot to say. Right now, Jenny is chewing on another cookie that's about the same size as the one she was eating before, but it has larger chocolate chunks in it. And now Jenny's going to tell us what was so important to her on the last episode. Now Jenny is chewing on something that's got even larger chocolate chunks. Unfortunately, that something is me. Jenny is now chewing on me. This is really unnecessary. Okay, I'll tell them. Okay, just please get your teeth off of me for a second. Okay, I'm planning to use those fingers later. Do not eat my hand. Okay, so here's what it was that I actually think is a great idea because she convinced me. I questioned it. I'll admit that. You know, I'm a man before anything. I will admit that. But I've come around. So here was Jenny's idea, and like I said, I cannot do it proper justice, and it's going to sound weaker than it really is, but just slightly because, of course, I'm brilliant. So here's my comment about this. What Jenny wanted to bring up last week was she's actually gone back and listened to some of our early episodes, and you know I appreciate that she kind of powered through listening to my voice that much because that's very difficult. I understand. I have to hear it in my head like 24/7. It's really, really awful. But here's my point. Or rather, it's Jenny's point, not even mine, that over the course of these episodes, we have overpromised and underdelivered on many initiatives. There were things that we have said that we would follow up on, things we said we would post, things that we said we would get back to you on next episode that we would say, you know, or just update on some things. And she wants to, and I know she would say that she wanted to and she's trying to lay off of it, but I won't let her. I mean, she's still got my fingers in her mouth right now. So I would say that what she wants to do is compile a list of these things that we need to follow up on. And not only that, she wants to actually follow up on them. Things we said we would post, we will post. Things we said we would say, we will say. Things we said we would sing, we probably won't because Elton John's lawyers are knocking on the door right now over a few minutes ago. At least she's finally stopped biting on my hand, so this is good. So that's what I would like to happen, and since she's already listened to some of these episodes, then she already has at least a small portion of the list in her head. I can't wait for her to get these down, document them, and present them to me so that I can assist in making this happen. Now, before we disturb our listeners anymore, would you please say something so I'm not doing 100% of the talking? The can of Coca-Cola again, everybody. Yeah, congratulations.
So I thought it would be a good idea. But you shot it down immediately. Your response was literally no.
Okay, see, but here's something. And I've said this to you off air, and I'm going to say it here now so everybody who's listening knows. And some of our listeners probably know this. But the first rule of improv is never say no.
Yes, and you said no.
Okay, but that was an invitation for you to actually flesh out the idea and give it legs. It only had wings, but even birds have legs. Even though birds fly, they still have legs. I wanted the idea to just grow some legs, so then not only would it be able to carry through air, it would also be able to carry by land. If you can give it gills, that'll be great.
Good news, everybody. Cyril will be replacing Mr. Rogers next week on PBS.
So, will you commit in front of all of our listeners and myself? And
we've already determined that any commitment on this show means absolutely nothing.
So good. Make a commitment to us right now that you are going to compile this list.
To us.
To us.
That's to who's us? Please.
Us. Us is the two of us and our listeners, and also somehow my mother's involved, and I don't even know how. But somehow, you know, this also involves my mother.
I wrote down a note saying movies.
Yeah, you did, but...
I don't know what that means.
Okay, but will you make this commitment right here, right now, on Pencils Down, to compile this list for us?
Fine.
She said she's going to do it, and for some reason, she's got my hand in her mouth again. I don't understand what this is about.
I don't. And I ate one cookie. One cookie at the beginning of the show. I have not eaten another cookie since.
No, that wasn't a cookie. That was me.
I have not eaten anything else chocolate since.
Okay, so there's your payback for staying silent for so long.
That wasn't payback. That was funny.
Mm-hmm,
that was funny.
Because I'm brilliant.
I know you are.
That is actually...
Which is one of the items on the list.
Yes, see? What did I say when we were talking about this? That I can persuade anybody to say anything. And now I've already gotten you to bring up on your own, without me saying it, one of the things that we were going to follow up on.
Yes.
I worked hard for the last 6 minutes to make that happen.
Okay, so one of the things that we wanted to follow up on, which I thought was actually pretty awesome that you came up with, and I was, like, very proud of it. Like, and I know I didn't come up with it, but I thought it was awesome. And, like, I feel like we should encourage more people to do it. Because even if we have two listeners, they have a very sad life because they're listening to their show. They need something to help them get through it. And... keeping a list on your phone of all the reasons why you're awesome was probably one of the best ideas you had ever had.
Okay, so...
especially perfect. Since they went into the 400s for some reason.
I know, yes. So that was number 60-something right there that, you know, I am able to persuade anybody to say anything.
Yes.
Right? Yes, which I demonstrated here on Pencils Down tonight.
Yes, you did. You did. I just... like, there's some things that we said that should probably never be brought up again, which is why they should be brought up again.
Right.
And then other things that we've said that are just awesome. Like, err on the side of awesome.
Yeah, I value the way you think that you came up with this idea, but now I sense even more passion behind it than there was when you initially presented it to me. That's just it. See, it grew within you. The idea now has
legs.
Like,
have you been going through, like, management training or something, and that you're like... like, have you drunk from the cup of management?
No.
Soon you're going to be coming in here asking me about synergy.
No, I still have a couple dozen brain cells left. Even after eating the batteries, I'm still there. This works out great. Thank you so much, Jenny. You have come up with such a wonderful idea.
I would like to note that we spent about 90% of this episode discussing what we're going to talk about in future episodes. This episode is a business strategy meeting.
Yes! Yes! That is awesome! Look at the awesome thing I have done!
This is the weirdest thing. Why would anyone listen to this?
Because I started the episode by talking about the fashion show, and everyone wanted to know, where is he going with this fashion show thing? It has to end in nudity someplace, and they're waiting for it. Even though they're
still
listening.
Oh my gosh, can it end in the stripper?
Oh yeah, even though I already said that this episode does not have a nude scene in it. See, that's just it.
It all connects.
I've planned all of this in my head.
Okay, but now you don't have to spray it on me. So like,
I apologize.
Let's keep it in your mouth.
I'm so excited.
I know, but like,
says
let's
the
keep
person
your
who just had my hand in her mouth.
But please keep your spit to yourself.
This
I have
is going
enough
to happen.
Of your DNA on me right now. I don't need any more.
Valid point. Yes.
All right. Okay. I got my quota.
All right. Yes. So
now talk about strippers.
Okay. So strippers. So I went out, you know, doing some driving on over the weekend, the past weekend, and I had a few passengers, but the one actually the first one I had, which was the first ride I had done for rideshare in like 2 or 3 months, was a stripper. I did not know she was a stripper, but I picked her up and she entered her destination into the app before I even got to pick her up. And I just followed the GPS. So I go to make a turn toward where it's telling me. And, oh, pardon me, she starts yelling at me. I know, yep. She starts yelling at me, no, wrong way. You need to go this other way. And I'm like, I'm just following what it says. And she says, no, go across the bridge. We're supposed to be over there. Okay, so she's going to 9th Street, and Pittsburgh has a couple of 9th Streets that aren't really that close together.
Let's just say that Pittsburgh Planning Department sucks at life.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
like, they let their 3-year-olds at it with a crayon, and were like, good job! And the kid could only count to 9.
That's pretty much it, yeah. So we've got like multiple 9th Streets in the city. So I realize which 9th Street she means, so I divert. I just turn the GPS off and say, okay, I know where you're going now. I'll get you. I know the street you're going to. So we get to the corner of 9th Street, and I'm looking at the street, the building numbers. I think I'm supposed to turn left on 9th Street. So I point to the left, and I say, so I turn here to go this way to go to where you're going. She says, yes. I take a left turn and I start going slowly saying, okay, which building are you going to? And she says, it's behind us. So what she meant was I should have turned right when she confirmed that I was supposed to turn left. So I say, okay, I'm going to stop the ride right here, or I'm going to turn the meter off basically so you don't get charged anymore because, you know, we kind of went the wrong way. So she says, oh, it's not a big deal. I'm going to give you $10 anyway, which is all paid through the app. So she just says, I'm going to up the number to $10 anyway. So so don't worry about it. No big deal. So I go around the block. And then as I'm approaching 9th Street now, after I've gone back, I say, okay, which building? And she says, that building right there. And she points directly at a strip club. And given the way that she was dressed, and I guess dressed is kind of a strong word, but given what she had on her body still that was going to be removed any minute now.
Just should not be a strong word.
I know, exactly. Given that, I should have known, but then when I saw where I was dropping her off, that it turns out, okay, so the ride comes up on the app as $4, because it actually was a pretty short drive. But then the next morning, I get an email that shows what the added tips were to all of the rides. And she absolutely lied to me. She didn't add anything to it. I guess somehow I angered her. Maybe she got confused about her role in this situation. She's used to meeting men, and they give her money. That's not what was going on in this transaction.
Mm-mm.
She was supposed to be giving me money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm used to women giving me money.
Preach!
That's right, yes. So this didn't work out the way that I expected, and I guess it didn't meet her expectations and what she wanted out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. She got to the strip club, and I'm sure that those tiny-ass pants she had on were off within 2 minutes of me dropping her off. I'm sure they were.
It took her that long? It was because they were so tight.
They were, yes, yes. I mean, she probably needed a can opener to get out of them. So it was pretty rough.
Or some butter.
Or some butter. But another ride that I gave some people, as we're down to the last minute and a half, which really means 2.5 minutes because we always go over. So the I pick up.
And that's all, folks.
No, or you better not. So I pick up at a hotel these two guys and this one girl who were dressed in formal wear. The guys are wearing suits, the woman's wearing like this little black dress. And they hop in the back seat of the car. So they're all crammed in the back seat of my car. And they leave the front seat empty. Fine, I don't care. So they say that they're going. So they put the address in. And I said, okay, so you're going to this part of the city. They're like, well, we're not from around here. We don't know. So I said, okay, I'll just follow the GPS. We'll get down there. So it turns out they said that they were going to a wedding. And there was a bus that was bringing people from the hotel to the church where the wedding was happening. But they missed the bus. So they needed to get a ride. So the wedding was at 4:30 in the afternoon, and I picked them up at about 4:05 or 4:10. One of the tunnels in Pittsburgh was closed. Traffic was horrible, but normally it's like a 25-minute ride to where they were going. Now it's extended because of this. So I tell them, well, it looks like you might be a few minutes late to the wedding. I'm going to get you there. I'll do the best I can, but there's a lot of traffic today, so we'll see. And they said, yeah, it's going to be a little awkward when we walk in there. And I say, well, no, I mean, you know, I'm sure nobody's really going to notice that much. They'll be paying attention to the wedding. I asked, is it a big wedding? And they said, we don't really know. You know, there might be like 100 guests there. So I'm like, yeah, they might not even notice. You might not even be the last people in there.
Yeah.
So then they say, well, we weren't invited to the wedding. So I asked them, like, so how'd you guys get here and where are you from? And they said, yeah, we're from New York. We drove here. So they drove from New York to Pittsburgh for a wedding that they weren't even invited to. I tried to get some more information out of them, but they didn't really want to share, but they just kept making jokes about how they were going to completely crash the wedding when they walked in. They were going to say something really awkward while the couple's trying to give their vows, etc. So I don't know if that happened. I got them there about 10 minutes late to the wedding, and they went running
in. I think
they
missed the premise of the movie Wedding Crashers. You don't disrupt the wedding. You become a part of it.
Ah, yeah. They sounded like they wanted to disrupt the wedding.
That's not right. That's mm-hmm. not the way Wedding Crashers works.
And that's why they weren't invited, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, they were fun guys. The girl didn't say a whole lot.
Well,
yeah.
Probably because she was embarrassed.
I think she was, yes. So that was the last ride I did. So you got the first ride I did and the last ride I did, and that was basically how things went. There were a couple in between that we just don't have time for because Jenny had to sit here silent for 12 minutes. And she's doing it again, but at least there's nothing in her mouth this time. So,
well, thanks for listening to this very weird episode. At least now you know what eventually we may or may not talk about, because really we have no accountability for anything that we say or do while we're on the show.
None at all.
Have a great week, and remember to always err on the side of awesome.